This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A confrontation at a Portland bar tragically turns fatal, and now police are asking for witnesses to please come forward. Sam Van Dyke was attacked and killed at Church Bar on Northeast Sandy Boulevard for defending a woman who was being harassed. The bar's porch, usually a place for friends to gather and unwind, became the scene of violence when Van Dyke and his girlfriend, Kaylee Woods, were confronted by Abraham Bravo. Bravo had walked out to the patio and was speaking loudly on the phone. He was also allegedly using disrespectful language towards a woman. Van Dyke, known for standing up for what he believed was right, friends say, called Bravo out, telling him he was being too loud in a public place. He also reprimanded him for his treatment of the lady. What witnesses thought would turn into a possible fight instead turned into glass breaking and Bravo reportedly stabbing Sam in the neck. Kaylee Woods, Van Dyke's partner, spoke to KGW News.
Just intuitively touch his neck and I could just feel like everything coming out, and so I tried to apply pressure.
The 28-year-old assailant then took off. Paramedics and police responded to the scene and found Sam severely wounded. He was rushed to the hospital, but his condition worsened and he was placed on life support. 2 days later, Sam, who was adopted from Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, and was the youngest of three brothers, was disconnected and died. Bravo was apprehended shortly after the attack, about two blocks away from the crime scene. He was initially booked on second-degree assault charges, but following Sam's death, the charges were upgraded to first-degree manslaughter and first-degree assault. Bravo told police that he acted in self-defense, claiming Sam charged at him. He also said that his hand hit Sam while holding the glass, causing it to shatter. As the investigation continues, detectives believe there are more witnesses who may have seen what actually happened. Anyone who is at the church bar on the night of the incident is urged to contact the Portland Police Bureau detectives at 503-823-0991.
I'm Drew Nelson. A 19-year-old man in California is charged with the murders of four people in Lancaster. Miguel Diego Sandoval is accused of shooting four people while they slept. He then allegedly set fire to the house to cover up the crime. A 16-year-old girl was also in the house, uninjured.
Heard the gunshots around 1:27 this morning when she called 911. She stayed in her room because she was scared, and that's when the deputies were able to locate her and extract her from the home. They were able to pull three individuals out of the home, out of the residence. LA County Fire Department showed up immediately thereafter, extinguished the fire, and were able to pull two more individuals out of the home.
A spokesman for L.A. County Sheriff's Office says the victims are Christina Akaak, age 29, her brother John V. McIndang, 24, Edwin Garcia, 24, and Matthew Montebello, 23. Akaak, McIndang, and Garcia were pronounced dead at the scene. Deputies pulled Montebello from the burning house, but he died at the hospital. Sandoval was arrested and faces charges including four counts of murder, one count of first-degree residential burglary with a person present, and one count of arson. Prosecutors have also filed special allegations, including murder while lying in wait, multiple murders, and use of a handgun. Montebello's mother said her son was in a relationship with McIndang while Akaak and Garcia were engaged. She had heard the suspect's name before, but had never met him. She believes he was an ex-boyfriend of one of the siblings. Authorities have not released a motive for the crime. District Attorney George Gascon calls the crime tragic and said the shooting had devastated the community. Quote, "We are deeply saddened by the tragic loss of these four lives, including a brother and sister who were callously shot as they peacefully slept in their beds." Sandoval is scheduled to appear in court January 27th. He remains in custody without bail. Multiple GoFundMe campaigns have been launched to support the victims' families and help cover funeral costs. The campaigns described the victims as loving individuals who were full of promise. Christine was known for her laughter and generosity. John V. was a bright young man who excelled academically. Edwin is described as kind and joyful, an aspiring educator. Matthew is remembered as a caring and talented young man who always helped his family. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is urged to contact the L.A. County Sheriff's Department at 323-267-4800.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities in Palm Beach Gardens reported a shocking incident involving a man who allegedly assaulted another man with golf clubs in what has been described as a random act of violence. The incident escalated to the point where the attacker is believed to have drowned the victim in a pond. This at the Sandhill Crane Golf Club in Florida. The suspect, identified as Junior Bashur, 36, is currently being held without bail at the Palm Beach County Jail and faces a first-degree murder charge in connection with the death of 65-year-old Brian Hiltabattle. The golf club where the tragic incident occurred is situated in an 11,000 block of North Lake Boulevard. An arrest report released by local police indicates that they responded to a course shortly before 1:30 p.m. in the middle of the day after receiving reports of a violent confrontation involving a golf club. Upon arriving at the scene, officers discovered Hiltabattle's lifeless body on the first hole's fairway while Boucher was unclothed, attempting to run. When ordered to stop, Boucher refused, prompting police to deploy an electronic control weapon to take him into custody. This all part of the arrest report. Witnesses recounted the events leading up to the attack. One golfer reported hearing shouting and then observed the victim trying to escape. The man was welding a golf club and swinging it like a maniac, the golfer said. The witness recalled the victim crying out, "Help, he's trying to kill me, he's trying to kill me." The confrontation escalated as the two men fell to the ground, where Boucher began to strike the man repeatedly with the golf club. The chase continued toward the pond, where Boucher allegedly continued to assault the man, hitting him multiple times in the head. The report states that's when Boucher then climbed on top of the man in the water and choked him out. After the assault, Boucher reportedly got off the man, who was unresponsive, retrieved another golf club, and struck him again before leaving the scene. Police later noted that Hiltabattle sustained deep lacerations to the back of his head and was declared dead at the scene. Palm Beach Gardens Police Chief Dominique Pape commented on the incident during a press conference.
This appears to be a random act of violence. Boucher used the victim's golf clubs as weapons and viciously attacked the victim. Unfortunately, the victim succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead on scene. It does not appear that Boucher had any legitimate purpose for being at the golf course.
In a court appearance on Tuesday, a judge denied Boucher bond and ordered that he have no contact with witnesses and no access to weapons. During the hearing, Boucher claimed his name is actually Manuel Acosta Rodriguez. The man is being held without bond. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.